good evening, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday night edition of Into the Night with Sean Kelly. That is me. How is everybody doing tonight? Before we get on with the show, I just have to say that I am grateful for every single one of you who listens to the show or pops into the chat room. I'm very grateful for y'all. Without you guys and ladies, you know, I don't know where my show would end up, or even if I would have a show. But it's what you guys and girls are the ones that keep me going. Sometimes I have quirky shows, sometimes I have depressed shows, sometimes I have decent shows. It all depends on how it is supposed to go. I'm doing good. I just made an appointment, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about my medical history, okay, real quick, and I'm not afraid to share it with you. They found two unknown objects on my thyroid, on my throat, and I also found a mass on my kidney. So April 12th, so Thursday, I got to go in for a consultation with the doctor. So that means I do believe that they're going to go in and do a biopsy on my throat and on my kidneys. And you know what? I should be spazzing out. I should be worrying. I should be doing this. I should be like, you know, my will's done. But I should be, you know, overreacting. But you know what? It took a long time to get to where I'm at right now. And to be honest with you guys, and you know, and I'm not being Superman or that, but whatever comes down the pike, whatever they find inside, you know, on these masks that I have, I'm okay with it right now, you know. And I'm not getting nervous or anything like that. It's just, it's really weird because the old me actually would be freaking going out of my mind, honestly. But it's, I'm more relaxed. I'm more okay with whatever they come up with. I wanted to share with that. So if you guys can, you know, do say some prayers, that would be pretty cool. Just to, you know, to whoever you believe in, just say a couple prayers. I appreciate it. And then, you know, we can go from there. Remember a couple announcements to make. April 6th, there is an open investigation at the Dudas Farm, Duda's Farm in Brownsville, PA. There's going to be paranormal groups down there and people who don't belong to a group but wanted to experience. Hey, Denise, good to see you. Just Sean, geez, I'm hoping you'll be okay. Thank you, Denise. I think I will be. You know, I think I will be. I got faith. But April 6th at the Dudas Farm, open investigation, we're going to have paranormal groups there. And people who do not belong to a group and want to experience a paranormal investigation, more welcome to come down and join us. There's going to be good people there who, you know, show you the ropes. It's going to be a good time. It really is. And I'm really looking forward to it. And that is April 6th. Sometime this week, I should get the times when we're going to start and some of the activities that we might be having down there. So that's cool. Next week's show, okay, next Tuesday, I am going to have a lady, Tommy Miller. Hi, Sean. I hope everything is okay. Sending positive energy your way. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm kind of feeling that positive energy. So thank you very much for that. So next Tuesday, I'm going to have a lady by the name of Nancy Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S. It's called, pronounced Thames, just like the Thames River over in England. And her thing will be time for disclosing we never been alone, which means she kind of like talks to aliens. So I think, hey, Cindy Mitz, good to see you, huh? So I do believe that she's in contact with aliens all the time. So we're going to have her on next Tuesday. And I also want to thank Carnation for sponsoring the show tonight. And also want to thank Joe Monteldo of the UPRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi, for allowing me to do my show to give you my hour to you guys. So I'm with the show. Okay. As you can tell at the bottom scrolling across, my show tonight is about the Bohemian Club. And what I want to do is give you a little history behind the Bohemian Club and how it started and what so negative, evil things that happened there at this club. And a lot of the research that I have done, you know, looking at YouTubes and stuff like this and other places, other social media platforms, I'm looking at them thinking to myself, you know, so it's a private club. And as you know, rumors spread going down. And then it's like starting, hi, my name is Sean. And after you get to the 20th person, my name's Penelope. You know what I mean? So I kind of like want to, if you can hear that, that's my brother. He has a big voice. But I'm sorry. So, sorry, my brother is interrupting me. Yeah, it does, Patrick. Okay, so back to the show. So, I believe that, okay, a bunch of men go to a forest with all these trees, you know, and they dress up as women. They have a big ceremony, all this kind of stuff. People claim that world decisions, government, you know, things were done at this two-week affair, right? It's just like being them. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. So, in the green room. Okay, I don't see you in there, bro. But that's okay. Hope you have some good donuts in there. That's funny. It's a little joke. But you know what? It just, I don't know. I look at what people tell us, what different, hey, Squats Man, good to see you, pal. All right. This is great. But I look at all the possibilities all around the situation, okay? And I try to put my two cents in. You know, what I tell you tonight is what I'm thinking, you know? Hey, Carrie Lynn, good to see you, honey. Thank you. Good girl, good girl. How's things up north? So, the Bohemian Grove, right? It's located in Monte. I'm going to be looking at my notes here, so I'm going to try to look into the camera right now and then. The Bohemian Grove is located at Monte Rio, California. It's a restricted 2,700-acre campground, and it's totally has, you know, tight security. It got cameras everywhere. It's like you're not allowed to go there. You're not allowed to step inside the place, or else you will be arrested, okay? And it's a private man's club. It's a gentleman's club, if you want to put it that way, okay? I mean, how many people can just come off the street and walk into a Mason meeting? Or someone can walk into an Elks meeting or a Moose meeting or any private club meeting? How many people can do that? Just walk off the street and walk into a meeting. They'll be turned away at the door. Okay. And during these club meetings that people have, like the Masons or the Elks, they probably have different rituals, what they do. Or they put on totally, you know, they put on skits. They perform a play. that represents their club. And if they want to keep it quiet, they got to. They have to, if they want to. But I'm sure if you go out and start telling everybody, well, we got this guy who dresses up as a woman and they do skits and stuff like that. Well, you know what? You're probably out of the club. You're not allowed to talk about this crap. You know, so my thinking of all this is like, okay, so we are rich people. A lot of decisions have been made at the Bohemian Grove that puts on world famous, you know, you have world famous people in there. You had a lot of a lot of decisions made that were made at this meeting. So if you go into a Mason meeting, they're probably making a lot of major decisions too on how to do things, you know. Before I go on, I just want to tell you, I was on TikTok platform, okay, and there was this one boxer on there, and he snuck into the Grove, and he filmed what was in the Grove, and, you know, he wanted to come out and tell the whole world about it, and all of a sudden, he heard children screaming, he heard this, he saw that. Being a paranormal investigator, going into a dark place with only one little flashlight, right? The dark place tricks on you. You don't know, I mean, you might hear like you're in a house, it's totally dark, and you're hearing strange, weird noises, and come to find out, it's only pipes. Or it could be a critter inside the walls, something like that. So I watched these videos, and the first two or three I was hooked about it, so I saved them, and I was watching them. You know, and a lot of people out there watch these stuff, watch these little, you know, 30-second, one-minute things. And all of a sudden, without them actually sitting down and thinking, like, what the hell's really happened down here? What's really happening? You know? They don't. They just jump to the conclusion because it's a scary thing. Just like I mention all the times about the scary movies and the scary TV shows where they have all these negative, demonic, so-called demonic things. You know, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, just sit back and think on what's happening here, okay? Just think. Don't jump to a conclusion that you think, you know, it's real. Now, I know a couple people in here watching my show that do know a lot about it, and I'm sure they will correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, that's okay. I'm just telling you my point of view from what I see through all the stuff that has been written and has been talked about for the longest time. So, it, again, it was located in Monte Rio, California. It's a restricted 2,700 area campground. It's a gentleman's club, and they called it the Bohemian Club. Mid-July each year, the Grove hosts a prominent men in the world for 2 weeks. Okay, so they all come in and they sit down and talk. And they talk about who's going to run for president. Are we going to start a new world order? That was supposedly discussed there, you know? If everything is so damn quiet in this Bohemian Club, then how in the hell did people find out what was said in there, what were in the meetings? If you hear everybody talk about it, you're saying, this is what I heard. This is a person who's going to do this. This is a person that wants to do that. But it's supposed to be secretive. How did people find out about these talks that were supposed to happen? The major one is the Manhattan Project. Okay. And everybody knows what the Manhattan Project was. It was to talk about the atomic bomb. Okay, I mean, how did that get out? I guess I can't answer that for you guys. I don't know. But it's pretty, pretty interesting. Let me try and find my notes here. Okay, there's one thing I want to say before I get on to the atomic bomb stuff. The club's all-male membership includes prominent business leaders, government officials, artists, musicians, and former presidents. So, okay, maybe it's a place to go for 2 weeks. For people who are rich, who have real high prestige jobs, heads of government. They got to find a place to go just to get drunk. So-called whole meetings. You know, and aren't they entitled to have some place like that? Of course they are. Of course they're allowed to have that. Now, there's called the 40-year membership. The men earned old guard status. Who owns the property right now, hon? The Bohemian Club. They own it now. They purchased that back in 1899 for... let me see, where's it at? In 1899, the Bohemians purchased it from Melvin Cyrus Meeker. And he was the dude that kind of had like a logging business out there. And after that, okay, as decades went on, a lot of the Bohemian people, the club members, would buy parts of land on that property. And so they just extended it. You know, 2,700 square miles. I think I said 2,700 square miles. And it's all redwood forest. But it's the Bohemians now that own it. And so Herbert Hoover was inducted into the old guard March 4th, 1953. Now you figure he was with the club when, you know, 40 years, and then 53 he became the old guard status, and he was a veteran counselor for the later presidents. You know, mate, you know, it's just crazy how something that's supposed to be secretive stuff gets out. You know, the club motto, okay, is quote unquote, weaving spiders come not here, which implies that outside concerns and business deals are to be left outside. Excuse that, my ear. And it's like really, really cool. I think any club out there in America, in the world, you know, who has something like that, they should go by this. Hey, Jamar, good to see you. The infamous Bohemian Grove is right by Monte Rio, California. It is the Russian River of California and famous Gardensville, California. I have run through the wonderful woods. If nobody told you, you would not know it was there. True. I probably would not. But I'm glad that you got the opportunity to go through the woods. How's the woods, Jamar? Is it just pretty trees, stuff like that? I don't know. All I see is what I see on YouTube channels, okay, and what I see on TikTok. Now, am I going to go down a rabbit hole and find out more about this? No, I'm not. I am not going to do that. Because I have a tendency of going down rabbit holes, and it makes me think. Jamar says it's the most beautiful part of California. Thank you for sharing that. And so great for these guys who belong to a gentleman club. They have a place to go. You know, I saw that clip done by Alex Jones, you know, and he tried to interview some of the people and they just wouldn't want to talk. You know, they kind of like brushing them off. I know I heard him say that he, Jamar says that area was middle class cabins and vacation spots. Okay. But Alex Jones had a hard time trying to get people to talk about the Bohemian Grove. You know, and from what I heard him say, and Jamar says they all swam in the Russian River. That would be pretty cool. That would be sweet. But Alex Jones sent out three tapes to three different news agencies, and they were erased. The tapes that he sent them were erased. And he also said when he got home that he got threats over the phone. And I'm thinking, okay, so you got threats. And all he did was take video. So he snuck in and he, you know, got on the property. You know what? Good for him. You know? Did he receive any backlash from it? No. But, you know, threats to his family and stuff like that. Now, that's not right. But for a gentleman's club? Jamar says, I must say it's a magical place. Understand why a secret society would want to be there. If I'm not mistaken, Jamar, something about the pagans, you know, the druids that are part of that. I really didn't get in much involved with, I didn't do the research that much on it about the druids. But so Alex Jones talks about it. Alex Jones has a show. What's he say? Jamar says radical fairies have a commune up there. Okay. Radical fairies. All right. I wish they would show pictures of radical fairies. You know what I mean? Why not? Or is it a secret? Because it's in a secret place. You know, I don't know. To me, it's a lot of hogwash, right? Why can't you not let people alone? Why can't you just leave people alone? Sure, they're heads of states, they're CIA, they're government, they're presidents, they're rich people. Why can't you just leave them alone? They have a life. They're allowed to go out and do what they're supposed to do. And I will repeat this. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. If I knew more, if I researched more, maybe I could find out with some more nasty stuff that is supposed to be happening out there. But I didn't. I just mainly researched on the history behind the Bohemian Grove. You know? And it just seems like it gets a bad deal all the time. So I figured if I shared the history behind it, you know, maybe it will give you, you know, an outlook on what really goes on up there. You know? I'm sure, again, I told you, I'm sure there's people up there that, you know, do crazy things. I don't know. Bohemian Grove is real, yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah, and I saw that film. And that film, Jenny, that he took, he made copies of it. He made three copies and sent it to three news agencies. No. No, they're not sacrificing children up there. No, what it is a bunch of sticks that they light up. And this is done at the beginning of the ritual. And so they do weird shit. So what? You know, so they do weird stuff. Do we do weird stuff when we go away camping? I'm sure we do. But when I was getting back to Alex Jones, and I said that he sent three tapes of it to different news outlets, and they erased it. They erased the tapes that we were never put out. Of course, you know, and I agree with you. You know, you, DeMar, you say a lot of rituals happen in those woods. I can go out South Park, and you damn know right well out in South Park. They have a ton of rituals out there, any woods that you go to, you know, where a lot of the druids today go out and do their rituals. So what was L.H. Jones's whole big thing? Was watching the damn stage play at the grove, at underneath this 40-foot stone bow, whose Walter Cronkite is the voice of the owl. Yeah. Denise says, people worry about conspiracies by the rich, but sometimes people want to meet with the peers. And that's true. Now, I don't know why they won't meet with the peers. DeMar says, Alex Jones is a creep, bigot, racist, xenophobic. Well, here we go. Okay. But, yeah, why won't they let their constituents find, you know, there we go. So you're saying it's fake, and he talks about it all the time in the show. The only people that go through these super rich people, they do some really sick things. What do they do, Jen? What do you what is it? I'm saying, I love you, Jenny. I love you a lot. Let's see. Here's the thing. They do some things really sick things with some people think with babies. That's what some people think. News coming. Alex Jones is not all that, so maybe you should educate yourself on him. Okay. But you know what? People are saying they do it with babies. How do they know that? I seriously think that they wouldn't do such a thing. Serious. I don't think people would want to do that to people, especially the kids. Jenny Nicasio says, Alex Jones is my savior. I love him, I adore him, and I will always stick up for him. Alex Jones brings out the truth. Jenny says, Sean, the elite like Rothschild and all them and people like Bill Gates, they don't give a crap about us people. They do anything they can because all they think about is money and themselves. And that's true, Jen. I totally agree with you on that. Oh, my God. Jamar says, there is a serious goddess energy there. Jamar says, oh, here we go. We've gotten a big fight. Kirsten Zealot Jones is, oh, wow. But, yeah, so that's just the bohemian people, the bohemian group. The Rothschilds and like Bill Gates, who don't care about us. Again, Jenny, right? Sure, they have these rituals. Sure, they have that big thing at the beginning of the 2 weeks when they're up there. But aren't they entitled to go there? Oh, Jamar's. Alex Jones plays on people's fears for a dollar. Jenny says they just want to depopulate the world and make a new world order. Thank you. Thank you, Denise. Denise says you're being very balanced. Thank you. Denny says Alex Jones speaks the truth, and some people are just afraid to hear the truth. Okay, I'll just let you two go at it. But, yeah. So, back to the history behind the Grove, okay? Let me get back to the history of it. Okay, it was originally founded by a stage actor called Harry Edwards. He was the founding member. And then when he moved back to New York City on June 29, 1878, 100 Bohemians gathered in the Redwoods for a send-off party. There was a lot of craziness going on. There was a lot of liquor. And most of them slept on blankets underneath the trees. The festive gathering repeated the next year without Mr. Edwards. Okay, so I might as well join in on this. Not join in, but I'll share it up. Alex Jones is a hateful man. Jamar said that. Jenny said he's a God-fearing man and even praised on his show. Maybe you should watch it. Okay, I'll let you all go at it while I do my show. So in 1882, the members camped together in different locations. Sonoma Country, the Muir Woods, which it is where they go now, which is present. Okay, Duncan Mills and the Russian River. In 1899, the Bohemians purchased it from Melvis Cyrus Meeker. Gradually, over the next decades, members purchased land surrounding the original location of the basin in which it resides. Even though prominent men with financial resources, to acquire more land, they entertain international members and their guests. The Bohemians, the original Bohemians, were artists and musicians. Those were the original Bohemians. That's what that Bohemian Grove was all about. It was for artists and musicians. Okay. So, cool. Now, here's the fun part. Here's what blew my mind, right? Okay, so the play that they talk about is called The Cremation of Care, okay? And it is performed by and for the members of the Bohemian Club. The play is performed in front of a 40-foot owl. The play, the first play was in 1902, during war years, 1943, 1945, the stage was dark. In 1975, they estimated that the Grove play cost $20,000 to $30,000. Okay. In 1913, they moved the play to the first night and quote unquote, an exorcising of the demon to ensure the success of the ensuing 2 weeks. That's what all's about. But you got to remember, okay, what was it, 1902 when they first put that thing on, the cremation of care in 1902. Good night, Jenny. Talk to you later. So in 1902, when they did the stage play, right? The Bohemian group, the Grove, whatever you want to call it, they probably put on the play because they were musicians and they were actors. So whatever goes beyond those gates for those 2 weeks there I'm sure we all would like to know what they talk about. Wow, this is crazy. It ain't November yet, guys. It's not November yet. But whatever we need to know, we'll probably never know. Would it be nice for them to, you know, have an open house so we can sit in on their meetings? That's not going to freaking happen. It will never happen. So, and like you guys know, I have to see this for myself. Okay. If I see them doing bad things to babies or children, then yes, they need to be punished. I need to see the things . Okay, Jamar says, I never knew the grove was there till someone I know pointed it out. I ran those woods. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. But I have to actually hear what they say. I actually have to see what they do. Okay. I have to see it. I have to hear it for myself. I can't go on and just take people's words on what they say. I can't do it. It's just a rumor. And a rumor says, okay, my name is Sean. The 20th person said, my name's Penelope. That's how shit gets started, you know. Okay, I'll let y'all go at it. Oh, no. All right. You know, tone it down a little bit, please, guys. All right. You know, this is not the Fight Club. And you know, the number one rule in Fight Club is you don't talk about the Fight Club. But yeah, but that's my whole thing on this Bohemian Club stuff. Right. I have to see it. I have to hear this crap. I don't want to hear rumors. Until you come to me and say, Sean, you know, let's go. Let's go and actually sit down and talk with one of the members. Yes. Then I'll listen. If they allowed me to go into one of their meetings and let me listen to what they had to say. Yeah. And then I can make a judgment. I don't want to make a judgment on something that has been told from down, you know, through, you know, all the rumors that are going down there. Cindy says, you need to astral project yourself there, Sean. You know what? I never thought about that, Cindy. I might just have to do that. I don't know. If I do, I do. And if I do astral project to the woods, Cindy, I'll bring it up on my show. I would bring it up on my show. So, in conclusion, for the Bohemian Club that's out in California, to me, it's a two-week camping deal where men act like assholes and they get drunk. That's what it looks like to me. Oh, you know, Jamar, maybe I'll get out there. I don't know. Maybe when I retire and go cross country in my van. Yeah, absolutely. I might just do that. But for me, everybody, I'm not going to, you know, go down the gauntlet and go down rabbit holes and try to figure shit out. Because I'm not going to ever find out what really happens. You know. So that's my deal on the Bohemian Club. Don't give me rumors. Give me actual fact. Give me actual facts on stuff. It's the same Epstein Island. What do you think about that? Epstein Island, hey, you know, well, at least they're advertising that a lot more, Jenny. They're advertising Epstein. They're bringing out the woodworks. They're bringing out the names. You know, we knew what happened at Epstein. Cindy Mitch says, seriously, that might be how people see what's going on to inform people. Yeah, that's possible. But how many people would actually think I'm a nut? But you know me, I just call it as I see it. But how do you know, Jenny, that it's just like, it's the same as Epstein? How is it the same? You have proof? You have proof it's the same? Until you show me the proof, Jen, then, you know, I can't go by what you just said there. I love you a lot, hon. You're a very good friend of mine. But I don't think so. I think, you know, sure, on Epstein's Island, all these rich guys decided to go over to this island and do what they had to do. I'm not going to broadcast it on my show here. If people want to know about Epstein's Island, please feel free to go Google it. And you know what? Read it all and you get your own opinion on it. You make your own choice. You make your own decision on what you think happened. But even though that these people over in Bohemian Grove, they have lots of money and they do have a lot of power going on, I do not think that they would actually go do shit and throw all their stuff that they worked for or what they had and throw it out the freaking door. You tell me, out of the 2,700 members in the Bohemian Club, and someone does something sick like that, that out of 2,700 people, no one's going to say nothing? No one? I seriously doubt that. I really believe that someone would have said something about it. Or if someone did do something, if they did, quotation marks, if they did, then maybe they would hold counsel at the club itself. So I look at it. You know, a lot of people, you do not have to agree with me. I don't want you to agree with me. I want you to go out and form your own opinion. And if your opinion states that, yeah, they do things, then that's your opinion. And that's your God-given right to have your opinion on it. But please don't judge me for what I say. You know, because I'm sure there's people out there right now judging me. And you know what? The only person in the world that, the only person or entity in the world that can judge me is the big guy upstairs when I die. He's the only one that can judge me. I'm not getting Catholicism in on this. I'm not. That's all I'm going to say. But I will respect what you believe. Just please respect what I believe. That's all I'm asking. Jamar says, reading is what fundamental, and don't buy the first thing you read. Huh, that's interesting. This has been a great show. Sure, we got a little shot match going between Jenny and Jamar. But tonight shows how I felt and how I see things, you know? You can't make a lopsided decision. You can't do that. You have to have it balanced. So you look at the good and you look at the ugly. And then does the good outweigh the ugly, or does the ugly outweigh the good? Just because people said some shit that might not be true. You know? Why would people, Cindy says, we live in a world that we will never understand. Can we handle truth? Good question. Can we handle the truth? Denise says, is the Bohemian Club known for being haunted? I don't know, Denise. I don't know if it is or not. I'm sure it probably is. And if it's all redwoods out there, and what Jamar says, it's a magical place, I'm sure that they have, I'm sure they have fairies, elves, and all kinds of woodland creatures and woodland people out there. But that's something that I need to look. Jamar says, no, the woods are pure magic. And Jamar says, Cindy, spot on. But you know what? Maybe, Denise, I'll look into that. Maybe I'll look at that. Jenny sent a link. I'm not going to click it. I'll click it after. Oh, no, no. How I became interested in Denise was I saw all this stuff on TikTok. This one boxer that's posted, you know, went into Bohemian Grove. And now they supposedly got him. He took pictures, he took video, he took this, and he never got caught. Never got caught. Now, from what I saw on YouTube, okay, yes, you did say that. Okay. But there have been people that tried to sneak on to that place, the Bohemian Grove. And they, yes, they got arrested because it's private property. Cindy says, all truths are different. We both can witness the same evidence, but tell a different story. Thank you, Cindy Mitch. That is true. That is true. And how you talk about the experience or witnessed, you know, that's up to you. If you want to make it gory, go ahead and make it gory. There are some very, and I'll tell you what I mean on that, Cindy, real quick, is that there are some haunted movies, scary movies out there right now in Movie Land that were. And they were made from a book to where the authors of the book made their writer make it look gory. You know, they know the real deal. They know what the real deal is. But no, in order for them to make money, they have to make it look dark and demonic. Yeah. Horse crap. All they want to do is make money. You write a book about being, you know, that you encountered a demon. Write a book, put it out there, I guarantee you'd be rich. Guarantee it. So it's like, until I see everything in front of me, and not just the Bohemian Club, I'm talking about all the negativity shit out there. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of negative. But I think people decide like they want to take it to a next level to make it really, really bad. You know? And they, you know, it's just like talking about aliens. Yeah, they exist. Okay. UFOs, they exist. Bigfoot, they exist. Okay. But if you go write a book about them, I guarantee it, you'll be on a lot of podcasts and a lot of talk shows about it if you want to get that way. So let me see, and if I see it, Jenny knows this, I know that there are aliens, and I know I believe in UFOs, but I'm still on the fence, because I have to see the craft land in my backyard, and I have to see the alien coming out of that craft and shake its hand. Until then, I'm just going to have to be on the fence. And I'm on the fence with everything. Everything. Cindy, Jamar says, if I could afford to live there, I'd be there. Cindy Mitch says, that's exactly the truth. the word demon gets thrown around a lot because it makes money. The word demon makes money. The demon makes money for the people who wrote the damn book and did the movie. You put the word demon in there, shit. You're going to sell a ton of books. Or this story is about this demonic entity that came into my house and decided to crucify and started to hurt the people, kill the people because there was a certain relic that the people had. Yeah, that's what else on that one paragraph you can make a 4,000 word freaking book on it and then be rich. Yes. You know, but until I hear the truth, until I see the truth, then I cannot go by what I hear about the Bohemian Club. And that's my thoughts. That's my thoughts about it. I want to thank everybody for listening into the show tonight. I think it was a good show. I enjoyed all the comments that we had in the chat room. You know, people expressing how they feel about different topics, about different people, you know. I'm glad that went on to show people, other people, you know, what's going on in the world today. I know Jamar very well, and I know Jenny. I mean, she's like one of my best friends. You know, and she's a very good host. Her show comes on before mine, Chasing Prophecy. It was actually this host that me and her actually, that I got started in was with her. Cindy Mitch says, I watch Bishop James Long a lot. He is a very knowledgeable on the demon versus ghost subject. I'm going to have to check out some of his stuff. And then I can make my own decision on that, Cindy, and see how I feel about it when I look at him. It's all about how you feel. So don't forget, I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring the show tonight. I also want to remind people that April 6th of this year, there's going to be an open investigation at the Dudas House. And it's going to be an open invitation to everybody who wants to experience a paranormal investigation. There's going to be some groups, a lot of groups down there. And I'm sure they would be happy for you to tag along on an investigation or ask some questions, and I'm sure they'll answer it for you. You know, it's going to be a good night. My friend Sean Patrick Hazlett, he will be on right after me at 9:10, so I got to get going here. His podcast is Through the Night Darkly with Sean Patrick Hazlett. Good dude. Good dude. A couple more things. Denise McConnell says, glad I saw the show was on. Sometimes I am too busy. Best wishes for your health, Sean. Thank you very much, Denise. Thank you for being here. Jamar, blessings, and have a good night. You too, blessings to you. And Cindy Mitch, I always watch her show also. So, again, good night. Thank you for coming on. This Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, we're going to have a St. Patrick's Day party show, and I'm going to bring my brother. So who knows what's going to happen. But on that night, we're going to have a lot of fun. And on that note, everybody, have a good night. And thank you for being here tonight. And I will see you Sunday night. Good night.